It's a new year. How many New Years do you remember? I have no control over the lights right now. We will endure. Amen? I guess I am a bit cynical. At least when I began this sermon, I had just read the news about the shooting on these two 14-year-olds, and I was a bit cynical. I don't know if you're like me, but now when I hear any fireworks, I think they're gunshots. And unfortunately, there are too often that they are. And I live near Utah Park, and so there's a bit of cynicism that creeps in there. I try not to let that get away from me because God is good. And all the time, God is good. I had to think about, I remember... Do you remember being little and you'd be driving along in the car and you'd come up to a stop sign or something and your mom would stick her hand out and hold on to you so you didn't flip off the seat? Do you remember those times? Many of you were too young to remember without, seat belts didn't even come around to what, 67, 60 somewhere in there? Didn't have seat belts back in the day. And cars have gotten safer. We now have airbags. We have airbags for our airbags, I swear. Side bags and front bags, under, there's bag, it's just. And car safety has improved. See, Oceana, you shared that your parents were in an accident, that they're well. The safety of our automobiles today has increased tremendously, and we're grateful. We're grateful that everybody's all right. And survival rate is so high. How come we can't apply that to some of the other places where we're not doing so well with our young people? Something to think about. Let's just grow that. Let's prayerfully consider how we might see some positive changes there. The new year coming along brings new promise as well. There's new medicine coming out all the time. There's new medical procedures. I am planning to get one of those new brain transplants that they're coming out with. I'm going to have put a real brain in instead of taking out this just temporary one. It's a joke. Nobody's laughing yet this morning. Come get with me. Science is continuing to grow. They've mapped the entire brain of a fruit fly. True story. Fruit fly is very small, you understand. So it was able, but that was still a huge task to map that thing. It's an amazing thing. We're making some progress. Have you been following space travel and rockets? How many of you are rocket fans and space fans? SpaceX, often flying two rockets a week. And there is now space tourism. Have you got a seat purchased yet? Mark had his hand up about space stuff, and it's a little expensive to go into space, millions of dollars still. But there was a time when airplane travel was expensive, too. Only the very rich and elite and most amazing flew. We are making progress. I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where we have space travel as economically and as frequently as we do air travel. Kind of doubt that, but nonetheless, we're amazing things are happening in the world around us. And I don't know about you, but I keep getting invites in the mail to nephews and nieces' weddings, and it's going to be very shortly that I'm going to be getting invitations or announcements of great nieces, great nephews. Is that the right term? So families and life abundantly. Amen, amen, amen. I did see an article in the paper that was kind of intriguing. I knew you'd all want to really follow up on this. They're coming out with artificial intelligent preachers. True story, I kid you not. New York Times article on there. And this Baptist preacher, he's got it all set up. He had the AI write the sermon for him, and then they discovered that they could have it mimic his voice, so they had it preach it for him. The jury's still out on whether or not and how that's and what have you. kind of interesting if you are seeking to be ordained and to be a clergy person in the United Methodist Church. You have to demonstrate a call to ministry, God calling you. Somehow you have to demonstrate a call. I don't know how AI is going to do that. It's curious. It's exciting. It opens all kinds of interesting questions. But the cynical part of me also says, why are we still at war in the Middle East? Why is Russia and Ukraine still at war? Why haven't these things resolved? And I hear Jesus speaking to us. You will hear of rumors of war. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not be dissuaded. It is not the end yet. Promise. Jesus is still there. We have been, humanity has been through wars and wars and wars since Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. And we are still here. And we are better than we've ever been. I believe that. We are closer to being a humane, loving humanity than we've ever been. Richard read from the gospel lesson. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And nothing came into being in the beginning without the Word, the Logos, without Christ. So God and Christ, eternally begotten together, one and the same. And in that beginning from all time, God's still with us. There have been hard times in human history. You know, think about that a minute. Think about the plague in Europe. Think about world wars. We've had a couple of those. We've had intermittent little wars. I remember a time when they shut down the whole world basically because of a virus named COVID. It was an astonishing time. Thinking back, I can't believe it happened. And yet it did, and there were many who, beloveds that we lost, but there were also many who saved the lives of others through their determination not to spread that virus. But I think about those hard times. Are we in a hard time right now? Is this one of the hard times in history, or are we just a spoiled, prosperous people? Think about that a minute. We are incredibly prosperous. Now, I know I have to balance my checkbook just like the rest of you. And when I look at that, I don't feel like I'm tremendously prosperous. Maybe a few of you are. How many of you are driving Rolls Royces and, you know? But we are prosperous beyond the imagination of so many. And if you don't believe me, let's take a trip to a third world country on a mission trip. Let's go see people who are living on nothing, who have no access to any kind of health care, who lives with dictatorships and where there is no such thing as justice. You can call a 911 and get an air ambulance, a helicopter to you in minutes. There are places in the world where you can't get help anytime. We are a prosperous people, and we need to remember that. And we need to remember that Christ is the light that came into the world, and that light, there's darkness. And one candle dispels that darkness. The light has come into the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not ever overcome it. The Word is in the world. Now, I had to tell the joke on Nalu this morning. You know, his dad was both a preacher and a district superintendent and was part of the cabinet. He was the dean of the cabinet, actually, when I was ordained. So Eddie Calamini has, you know, so some true bona fides there. I had to tell the story about the Magi because this is that Sunday of the Magi bringing amazing gifts. They brought these gifts from the East, foreigners, pagans, Arabs, whoever. And they came and they brought gifts of gold. That's wealth. Frankincense and myrrh. One is a lovely aroma perfume, and the other was health-related. I've never figured out which one's which or why or how. But these were wealthy scientists who lived in the lap of luxury. And they came to bring gifts to Jesus, the baby, acknowledging the gift among us. And we have been called to adoption. Adoption as his children. God's children through Jesus Christ according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Sometimes, and over history, we've had times when it was worse than others. But there's a misconception that tends to come around, and that is that as Christians, we are privileged and we deserve that privilege. Even to the point that the gifts that come are really gifts to us as well. That we have been adopted to be prosperous and that all of the difficulties of the world, they should not impact us because we're faithful. Keep in mind when he came, he was of a poor family, born poor, in a barn. We are adopted to that family. And we can expect the joys of being part of that family without having to think that we expect so much more. So it is New Year's. It's good news. It's a wonderful celebration. It's a time to recognize and celebrate that we're part of a chosen family of Christians, that we belong, and that we are blessed, and that we are loved, that we are chosen, and that we are saved. But to all who receive Christ, who believe in his name, who gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, but of the will of the flesh, of the will of man, but of God, born of God, destined to be one of Christ's children. So here we are, poor folks, just right along with Jesus, blessed beyond measure, fortunate, prosperous. Consider that as we think about those who are lost and those who are alone, those who are frightened, those who have nowhere to go. Think of our brothers and sisters all. And see our brothers and sisters in one another. Amen? Share hope. Share love. Share peace. And share Jesus Christ. May it be so. Amen?